This business meeting of August 29th is hereby called to order. Please rise, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we'll start with item number four. Approval of the minutes of the regular business meeting of August 15th, 2016. Do I have a motion? Mrs. DeLorba, seconded by Mr. Benzavenga. All those in favor of approving the minutes? Motion carries. Item number five, approval of treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for July 2016. Do I have a motion? Mrs. Panay, seconded by Mr. Montalto. All those in favor? Motion carries. Item number six, the superintendent's report. Ms. Rossi.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Just a few pieces of information to report tonight. Our faculty and staff orientation will be next Tuesday, September 6th. We welcome back all faculty and staff. We have a great day planned ahead for them. Also, the first day of school for all students will be Wednesday, September 7th. We're very much looking forward to the students' arrival on opening day. Many of our staff members have already been back into district preparing for a nice, smooth opening. Just today, we also held our annual New Teacher Institute. Many of our new teachers are here with us tonight. The day was planned by the BTA. I want to thank them for doing a great job. And it was filled with informative induction workshops for our newcomers joining us this year that will hopefully help ease transitions that they make as they enter Babylon. We also had today our teacher e-school gradebook trainers in to work with the e-school representative on aspects of the online gradebook. Our 7 through 12 instructional staff will receive their first round of gradebook training on orientation day, September 7th. So that is pretty much what I'd like to report. There is one other thing I'd like to mention to get on the record. I have a very nice letter here from Suffolk Transportation thanking us for awarding them the summer transportation bid. The original bid was for $113,000 for the summer program. They've completed their invoicing, and our actual total billing to Babylon Schools was only $98,440. So we're pleased to report we came in under budget, we hit our 30% shared service target, and the actual shared service credit to the district was $34,744.
Anything from the parents, any feedback on using stuff?
Very smooth.
Yeah.
Very smooth, which, you know, we anticipated. They did a lot of upfront work, you know.
Great.
Very smooth overall.
Great.
Good experience, yeah. So I just figured I'd share that.
Thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, so that brings us to item number seven, which are our committee reports, and we'll start with Mrs. Penney.
Okay, we just met this evening at 5:30 to discuss the responses from the state-mandated RFP for external auditors. We are going to meet again on Monday, September 19th at 5:30 to review the draft report of key control test areas, and that will include extracurricular activity funds, disaster recovery, home teaching, payroll disbursements, and purchasing.
Can I get a copy of the report, please?
Yep.
Thanks. Which report?
Okay, we have finance. Which report? Is that, we're good?
Finance,
Mrs. Joyce.
Yes, we really don't be scheduled officially till January, so I...
Okay. B&G, we are meeting tonight. Anything else, Mr. Benzavenga?
No, we have our architects here and our school construction managers and facilities director, so I encourage everybody who's got a few minutes to stay for the update, because I think it's going to be perfect.
And Mr. Montalto, technology, we're also meeting tonight, correct?
Yes, we are.
Not yet.
Not yet. Right after nothing.
Okay. And curriculum, Mrs. Zillerman.
Yeah. Okay, we will have our first meeting September 19th at 3 o'clock, and just for the rest of you, we're meeting on the 28th. January 23rd and March 27th.
Thank you. And last but not least, policy. Mrs.
Albecker. Our first policy meeting will be September 8th at 3:15. We encourage
that brings us to item number 8, board agenda items. Questions from visitors on agenda items. If you have a question, please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, everyone. Tina, do it on?
I think so.
Can you hear me good? Just questions about the teachers that are being hired tonight. What's the purpose of them?
The purpose of them is because we need to...
Well, obviously they're teaching math and Spanish.
Yes, I'm sorry.
But are they replacing teachers from last year, or is this above and beyond?
This is above and beyond based on the master schedule that came out in the area of mathematics. We knew we'd have a little bit of a bump. Spanish is not. That was budgeted fully in the school district budget.
And what grades is Spanish being put into?
We have someone moving down from the high school to teach less at the grade school, and we're hiring the replacement to be up at this building.
Are we teaching less in grades 3 through 6, or only some of the grades?
Just 6th grade, as
just
noted in
grade.
The budget presentations.
And is that a new curriculum, something we've done from the past?
It's a new curriculum. Mr. D'Amico, do you want to mention some updates on that?
Yeah, we have a curriculum in the past. We'll be modifying that. Mrs. Scharf, Mrs. Woodenhorst, who's a certified FLESS teacher, looking at that curriculum and modifying it just for 6th grade.
Okay. You know, obviously I was very sad. It was wonderful that we had the program K-12 for so many years and that we had to let it go, but I can honestly say we didn't administer it properly, in my opinion. And we put resources into a program that we didn't oversee, we didn't have a proper curriculum for, so my thought to the board and to the administration is to please be mindful of that. I'd hate to do this again and make the same mistake again.
Got it. Thank you.
Good evening. Robert Stroh, item number 2. What was the salary for the assistant principal last year?
Dr. Daly, do you have that? Well, we can get back to you on that.
I'd have to get back to you on it. I don't have it with me.
Is it a substantial increase this year?
No.
No?
No. But we will definitely get back to you on that, what that was.
Well, I kind of would like to compare what it is today. I don't think it was that salary last year.
As of this September. We'll get back to him.
Okay.
I'll get back to you by the end of the night.
Oh, so in other words, we're going to approve it before they get back to us with him.
The board knows. The board is ready to approve it tonight. I will give you the answer on that tonight.
Thank you.
Any other questions from visitors? Hearing no questions, board discussion on agenda items 1 through 16.
I want to work it with the replacement of probationary teachers, only because we usually welcome them. I mean, we could read each individually, or do you want to just welcome them?
We've always been doing the whole consent agenda. I just advise that we stick to that same plan.
Uh-huh.
What we will do after everybody is approved, we will acknowledge them. Fair
okay.
enough, everybody?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. Any other discussion points or questions from the board? Okay, it's been a while, Trish. I hope I remember how to do this. All right. So I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 16 on the business agenda. Mrs. Joris, seconded by Mrs. Galerba. So I have a motion to approve items 1 through 16. Oh, all in favor? Sorry, I told you, I'm a little rusty. Thank you. Motion carries. So I have a motion to approve items 1 through 16 on the business agenda. Mrs. Allpacker, seconded by Mrs. Panay. All in favor of approving items 1 through 16 on the agenda? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Which brings us to item number 10, other business. And I believe we're going to get an update on the Hall of Fame.
Yes, there is a Booster Club Athletic Hall of Fame. At our last meeting, a resident brought up the possibility of having an Alumni Hall of Fame academic and other accomplishments outside of athletics. This is something that a lot of districts do have. They have an athletic hall of fame, which is strictly, you know, given for athletic achievements, and another alumni one for alumni accomplishments. So if that is something the board would like us to entertain, we will start promoting that. It might be something nice that we can, you know, start here in Babylon.
That was from one of our audience
members.
Yeah.
There was a resident who brought that up.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So
yeah,
I just wanted to.
When I was out in Connecticut High School, and they have a wall for military past and present, and it is really cool.
Very nice.
An hour. It's right about their library. It's really nice. So it's a good idea.
Very good. Thank you. Okay.
Would you like to welcome our newcomers?
I would. Please, when I state your name, if they're here, please give a round of applause. First of all, we'd like to welcome our new assistant principal of the high school, Mrs. Jennifer Mangone. We have a new Spanish teacher, probationary Spanish teacher, Rebecca Castilla, is here with us tonight. We have a new mathematics teacher, Danielle Fisher. Miss Alyssa Choinsky is a leave replacement in social studies. She's not here tonight. We have a leave replacement in the music department, Miss Ashley Tomei. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Welcome.
Congratulations. Congrats.
Right now. All right. Any other business, Mrs. Rosen?
That is all I have for this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item 11, representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Having no representatives, we'll move to item number 12. Questions, comments, and visitors. Please approach the podium and state your name with your question or your comment. Hearing no questions or comments, item 13, future board meetings. Our next regular business meeting is scheduled for Monday, September 12th, 7:30. Note the time change. We're going to go back to regular school hours right here in the library. And do I have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. Altbacker, followed by Mr. Bensavenga. All those in favor? Motion carries. Okay. We're going to go into B&G.